Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Spoken quite extensively this week about the signing of the peace accord, of the Abraham Accord at the White House. Let's take a look at the spiritual angle. Adel Kozlowski joining us as she does every week at this time. Good morning. How are you?
Wasn't it an amazing, amazing thing to watch?
Unreal. Unbelievable. And we've been talking about it all week because yesterday I'd noted that South African press had not really engaged in this, even reported on it. And the reaction that I got was so viscerally negative and anti. And these are from people, this is from people who I value, who are peace activists and who hold themselves to a very high standard of humanitarianism, but condemning, almost condemning a peace agreement, which I found astounding. So how do we make sense of this from a spiritual perspective?
Well, I want to tell you a story that is in the Gemara. It's in Baba Basra. It's a story about a rabbi called Rabbi Bar Chana. And it says, and obviously this is all metaphoric, but the story goes that he was walking behind two fat geese. Okay, they were really chubby. They were really, really like fat, fat geese. They said it was so, they were so fat their feathers were falling off and they were leaving a trail of oil behind. So the story says. And it says that Rabbi Bar Chana walked up to these two geese and said, "Will I ever have a part of you? Will you ever be part of me?" And the story ends that the one geese lifted up its wing and the other lifted up its leg. And that's the end of the story. But the commentators, Rabbeinu Bar Chaya and the Ritva, if you start looking, it says that this is a metaphor for the end of days. Who was Rabbi Bar Chana speaking to? These two fat geese are actually the kingdoms of Esav and Ishmael, the Western world and the Arab world. And they had blessings all the time back from Abraham to be prosperous nations and to live off the fat of the land, hence that they were fat and, you know, oil was coming from them. And basically, the question that was asked was, at the end of days, when Mashiach will come and we will be ushering in a world of peace and a world of harmony, will you be part of this? Will you bring your good and will you connect? And by lifting up their leg and lifting up their wing was a sign that they will make peace and they will join this messianic process. And I think we saw that quite blankly, you know, in front of our eyes with no interpretation needed. And, regarding the negativity, you know, as I said last week and I've been saying for a while, there is becoming a distillation between good and evil. You're either going to be inside of the good or you're going to be on the side of evil, and not, the two are not going to mix again. And so basically there's a division now from a mystical point of view of which side you're going to see. Are you going to embrace this new world? Or are you not? And that's maybe why you're seeing this negativity, you know, because people used to use this argument of peace and coming and going and human rights. It was a mush, like nobody really, really saw truth. And now truth is being distilled. Another interesting thing is the Rambam Maimonides says that at the end of days, Israel will sit securely with the wicked of the nations, and they will eat permissible food calmly with the Jewish people, meaning the nations of the world will eat permissible food. I don't know if you saw this on the media stream, but all the hotels in the United Arab Emirates now have been told that they have to serve kosher food. So the OU is coming in, kashrut kitchens. I think there's going to be more kosher food than in a lot of places in the diaspora.
It's just absolutely remarkable. Had we thought, you know, and that's why I'm very protective when people say that this 5780 year was, you know, so difficult and so terrible. I think we have to look at some of the amazing things that actually happened. The fact that this year could end with peace between Israel, the UAE and Bahrain, with hopefully a sign of peace to come from more countries. How can we look back and write off a year as being all bad when there was actually so much good that came out of this world, out of the year?
100%, 100%. And just to end off, we're entering into the year Taf Shin Pei Aleph. We just finished Taf Shin Pei, which is 5780. Pei is the gematria of 80. So now we're going into Taf Shin Pei Aleph, and we don't have time now, but basically a lot of our rabbis and a lot of teachings that we are picking up now says this is Teheshnat Plaot Arenu, that I am going to show you incredible wonders. And I think that if we think, you know, there was positivity in this last year, we are definitely going to be seeing much greater things in the year to come.
And please God, you are absolutely right about that. Adel Kozelski, wishing you a Shana Tova to you and your family. And please God, a year filled with only good things.
Amen, amen. And the blessing back to you too, to all the listeners, and to you too. It should be a Shana Tova Umetuka, a sweet, sweet year with Hashem's abundant blessings.
Amen.